I mean, the why is a little different. I'm not, you know, there's no segregation for any, you know, in the club per se. It's just that, you know, that group can stay connected regardless of what happens, right? Because it's a virtual, you know, hub, and they can all stay connected, and you could literally segregate off if you needed to. Yeah, in the past, I had that for a very specific reason, and it's really just a carryover from back in the day. We didn't allow anything with more than a few milliwatts of power, and a very low profile antenna that was for little pocket nodes and things like that only. Nothing that had high profile on that one node. So it was just basically personal nodes. And, you know, and everybody that was on that particular one, it was a whitelist situation, so you had to be whitelisted to get on it and, you know, understand that, you know, what the concept was. But that was nice because, you know, we could disconnect from the wide area systems, you know, and we could let our hair down and get loose with it because, you know, there wasn't hardly anything transmitting more than 50 milliwatts, you know, to a little compromised antenna. You know, cover your property is about it. You know how that works, right? So we had that node for that, so it was almost like a little private, you know, a little private node garden that we could disconnect when we wanted to let our hair down. But we had some fun with it, too. We had a guy come in one time on Echolink, and he just come in, he butt right in. He had no interest in joining the conversation. It was when we were really active, and he was just demanding that we all ID. So I would disconnect the 48412, and I'd tell everybody, okay, and I'd ID, and everybody else on the 48412 would ID, and then I'd connect it back up. We'd continue to talk. Guy was losing his mind. It's like, you guys got ID! It was a lot of fun.